弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
今天早上在神的面前，我们要召开1:1的会员大会。
This morning we will have our annual membership meeting.
我在教会侍奉已经20几年。
Reverend Mao has been serving in churches over 20 years now.
每次教会开会员大会的时候，那是最喜乐的时候。
Every time this membership meeting is an occasion of joy.
因为我有满满的感恩献给神。
So we have lots of thanksgiving.
我们心中有很大很大的期待，求神继续带领我们。
We also expect our God to continue to lead us.
因为我们相信我们所信靠的神，他是昔在、今在、永在的神。
Because we believe our God is eternal God.
所以我们的会员大会就像一个庆祝会一样。
So our membership meeting is like a celebration.
看见每个弟兄摆上他们自己在神的面前。
We can see every brother and sister to come before the Lord.
也看见每个人在神面前所做的工作，真是蒙神的祝福。
We see our ministry is blessed by the Lord.
我们真是感谢神把这样的时间赐给我们。
We want to thank God for giving us this occasion.
我们教会比一般教会有比较快一点开会员大会。
Our church is it's a little bit early for a membership meeting.
但是我觉得这是非常好。
But I think this is very good.
开完就结束了。
And after that, we conclude our meeting.
就可以专心的预备来年要做的事情。
Then we can prepare for next year.
所以今天早上我要继续我上个礼拜在中文堂还没有讲完的信息。
This morning, Reverend Mao will continue his message from last week in Chinese.
上礼拜是讲到成熟的基督徒必备的好习惯。
We talk about the good habits of a mature Christian.
所以在前四个习惯当中，我要非常快的讲过去。
So we'll review the first four habits.
我们知道每一个在基督里成功的人都养成了一些好习惯。
Everyone who has been successful in Christ has developed some good habits.
真的，你如果要在上帝面前做一个成功的人，你必须要在上帝面前养成一些好习惯。
If you want to be a successful Christian, you need to have a successful habit.
我们看到上礼拜我们提到但以理。
Last week we talked about Daniel.
但以理他到了波斯帝国的时候，他的好习惯就是经常一天三次向神祷告。
When Daniel was in Persia, he prayed 3 times a day.
所以那因着他的祷告三次，每一天不断的祷告，神真的重重的使用他。
Through his prayer 3 times a day, God was able to use him.
也是因着祷告，他胜过很多试探。
And through his prayer, he was able to be victorious through many trials.
也是因为祷告，从一个亡国奴当中，他做到一个国家的高官。
Prayer, he was able to become a very powerful within in Persia.
所以祷告是个非常重要的好习惯。
So prayer is a very important habit.
接我们再来看另外一位是摩西。
We also take a look at Moses.
摩西他养成好习惯也是祷告。
Moses also has a very good habit of prayer.
他不但对神有足够的信赖。
Not only does he depend on God completely.
而这个信赖是表现在他的祷告上面。
Dependence was manifested in his prayer.
我们看到在出埃及记十七章。
In Exodus chapter 17.
当以色列百姓他们出埃及来到利非定的时候。
When the Israelites came out of Egypt.
他们跟亚玛力人作战。
They were fighting with the Amorites.
一个从来没有打过战争的这一群人要跟骁勇善战的亚玛力人打仗。
And these people have never was never in battle before. Now they have to fight for their life.
从整个经验来看，他们是必输的。
And looking from the experience point of view, that they will lose.
但是在没有绝对胜算的情况之下，
But under that kind of circumstances,
我们看到摩西做一件事情。
We see Moses did something.
他到山上去。
He went up a mountain.
他带着他的祷告同伴。
He brought his prayer partners.
就是他的哥哥以及父儿到山上祷告。
His brother and family to the mountain.
所以当他们这三个人，亚伦他们三个人在山上祷告的时候，摩西的手什么时候举起来，以色列百姓就胜利。
When they were praying, when Moses' hand was raised up, they would be victorious.
摩西的手放下来，他们就失败。
When he put down his arms, they would lose.
所以到日落的时候，真的是以撒那耶稣亚在山下打仗，他们节节胜利了。
So around sunset, Joshua was able to be victorious.
并不是因为耶稣亚真的会打仗
it's not because of the ability of Joshua.
而最打仗的是摩西。
It's because of Moses.
他打仗的武器是什么？
What was his weapon?
他打仗的武器就是祷告。
His weapon was prayer.
祷告那位垂听祷告的神。
Pray to the God who listened to his prayer.
祷告那位领导他们得胜仗的神。
pray to the God that will lead them to victory.
所以摩西一生当中，不管什么情况之下，他都永远记得祷告。
In Moses' life, you can see that he prayed for all occasions.
我们上礼拜讲到一位就是耶稣基督。
Last week, we also talked about Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督出来传道以前，他被魔鬼，他在约旦河受洗以后，他就被圣灵带到旷野。
After Jesus was baptized, he was led by the Holy Spirit to the desert.
在四十昼夜的禁食祷告结束以后
，After 40 days and nights of fasting.
就在耶稣准备要出来他做他的宣教工作之前
and before he started his ministry,
那个试探者就来到他面前
he was tempted.
就问他说你若是神的儿子可以将石头变成饼
If you're a son of God, you can change the stone into bread.
耶稣他已经四十昼夜没有吃喝了
Jesus was, has fasted for 40 days and nights.
我相信作为肉体的耶稣他一定非常的饿
I'm sure Jesus was very hungry.
他需要吃些东西。
She needed to eat something.
但是耶稣那个时候他怎么说的
？But what did he say?
他说：“人活着不是单单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
”He said, "We do not depend on food, but depend on every word that comes from the mouth of God."
呀，也许我们很少想到，真的神的话可以吃吗
？Maybe we didn't think that God's word can be eaten.
真的神的话可以吃饱吗
？Can we actually be full?
我上礼拜特别强调，在约翰福音第四章的三十四节。
Last week in Gospel of John chapter four.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
那边说什么
？What did it say？
耶稣跟那学生说：“我的食物，我的食物。
”Jesus said, "My food."
就是做成他做就是就遵循差我来者的旨意。
Is to follow the will of God.
做成他的工。
To complete his work.
我的食物就是遵从差我来者的旨意来做成他的工。
My food is to obey the one who sent me and to complete his work.
哇，弟兄姐妹，这是我们得胜生活当中最重要的一环。
This is a very important thing, element in our victorious life.
耶稣给我们做这个见证。
God has given us his testimony.
所以我们知道，每一个在基督里成功的人都养成了一些好习惯。
We know that all these successful people in Christ they have great habits.
好不好？我还是邀请弟兄姐妹，我们来练一下今天要练的经文。
Let's read together on today's passage.
我们先练中文，然后练英文。
Read once in Chinese and then English.
好，请弟兄姐妹一起来。你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩，也要为我们祷告，求上帝给我们开传道的门，能以传讲基督奥秘，叫我按着所该说的话，将这奥秘发明出来。你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往。你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用眼调和，就可知怎么样回答个人。
Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 to 6. Devote yourselves to prayer, being
watchful
and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open
the door for
our
message,
so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains.Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should, but wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone.
感谢神，就是把这样的话一次给我们。
We thank God for giving us His words.
从这段圣经当中，我们看到一个成熟的基督徒的七个好习惯。
From here, we can see the seven good habits of a mature Christian.
第一个好习惯就是养成恒切祷告的好习惯。
Number one, we need to be persevere in prayer.
这边说你们要恒切的祷告。
The passage says you need to devote yourself to prayer.
我们说到恒的话，这个恒就是持续不断的。
And to continue persevere.
不是祷告一次就好了。
Not just pray once.
是持之以恒的。
But to continue.
是持续不断的。
Do not stop.
所以就是恒切的祷告是这个祷告是非常非常迫切的。
You devote yourself to continue to pray.
所以我们基督徒要过得胜的人生，我们必须要养成恒切祷告的好习惯。
For us to have a victorious life, we need to persevere in our prayer.
我们就求主把这样的负担放在我们的心中。
We ask God to give us this burden.
也许我们经常对祷告感到灰心。
Sometimes we're discouraged about prayer.
但是只有从祷告，你才能再次从灰心当中再被复兴起来。
But through prayer, you can be renewed.
所以你要相信祷告
you need to believe in prayer.
因为想祷告就是你在神的面前开一扇门
As you pray, you open a door to God.
你从祷告当中，你来领受到神在你生命当中的计划。
Through prayer, you can receive God's plan in your life.
而且神在天上丰丰富富的这些礼物，这些他要加给你的这些东西，都要在属灵里面再加给你。
And God will give you abundantly your spiritual gifts.
所以要恒切祷告。
So you need to devote yourself to prayer.
你不要祷告到第三次你就不祷告了。
Don't stop after two or three times.
就第四次神要给你了。
Maybe the fourth time God will give you.
就你停在第三次。
And you stop on the third time.
那真的好可惜。
Indeed, that's a.
所以要持之以恒。
You need to persevere in your prayer.
你知道那个先知以以利亚。
No, the prophet Elijah.
当他在山上跟那个那些祭司们或是那个 假先知们在斗法的时候
when he was praying in the mountain against the other false prophets
因为那时候的以色列地已经三年六个月没有下雨了
that time three years and six months without rain
他们要求雨
they were praying for rain
所以当他们祷告完之后
so after they pray
那 从天上降火来烧那个祭坛
pray for the fire to come down from heaven to burn up the offering
所以在这个时候那些那其他那些先知 都已经失败了
and the false prophet, they have failed.
所以他就叫他的学生以利沙
he, then asked his disciple, Elisha,
跑到西边的山去观望有没有云升上来
go to the mountain, facing west to see if there's any cloud.
第一次去回来说没有
first time said no
但以赛亚 以利亚说再去看
Elijah said go again
又没有
and there's nothing
以利亚在祷告
Elijah pray again
以利沙再去看
Elisha went to look again
回来也是没有
The third time there was nothing
直到第七次
Until the seventh time
这个以利沙大概跑得不行了
Elisha must be very tired
所以当他第四次回来的时候就跟以利亚说一件事情
And then he told Elijah one thing
说从西边的那边有一朵云像个手掌那么大升上来
West, there's one cloud on the size of your hand.
你知道那个时候以利亚是怎么反应的
What did Elijah said?
他说赶快跑
He said, hurry up and run.
赶快下山了
Let's go down the mountain.
因为大雨就来要来了
Because this will be great rain coming.
用现代人讲的话是那个土石流马上要到了
There will be a flooding and a mudslide coming.
说赶快跑
So you need to run.
弟兄姐妹如果以利沙到第六次跟说老师啊不要再跑了我已经不行了
so if Elisha said after the sixth time said I can't run anymore
但是到第七次我们看到了
but they finally saw it on the seventh time
这告诉我们恒切祷告的重要性
the importance of perseverance in our
其实我们知道祷告是关系着你的整个生命你整个需要
and prayer is about your whole life and about your needs
人神饶恕你的罪与祷告有关
God's forgiveness is related to our prayer
你的救赎与祷告有关
Our salvation is related to prayer
你的属灵能力是从祷告来的
Our spiritual ability comes from prayer
祷告加添你抗拒试探所需要的能力
Prayer can give you ability to resist temptation
祷告与你身体的得医治有关
And also God's healing is related to prayer
所以弟兄姐妹你说要不要祷告
So should we pray?
要不要啊当然要对不对
of course we should pray.
基督徒的生活超过了宗教
The Christian life is more than just a religion.
它是一个人与个人的神的关系
It's about relationship with the personal God.
就像在任何的关系里面沟通是不可少的一样
Just like any relationship communication is essential.
这就是祷告的习惯所需要的一切
That's what the habit of prayer is all about.
第二个习惯我们来看是养成警醒感恩的好习惯
The second habit is being watchful and thankful
圣经告诉我们说在此警醒感恩
To be alert and focused in your prayer life with the attitude of thanksgiving
弟兄姐妹祷告不光是一直求而已
In our prayer it's not just keep asking
神允许我们向他求
God allowed us to ask for things
但神更看重我们是不是很警醒
But God wants to be alert
看我们是不是真的是有专心在一件事情上面的求
See if we're focused in our prayer.
而且神呢需要看到我们真是献上感恩的心在神面前。
I want to see an attitude of thanksgiving.
我想在十一月份的时候，我们都会唱那首献上感恩的心那首诗歌，对不对
？November, we often think about sing about hymns of thanksgiving.
其实我们还没有到，已经唱好几回了。
We have already sing a couple times already.
下礼拜我们就可以再听到了。
And next week we'll sing it again.
所以警醒感恩的祷告很重要。
It's very important. Watchful and be thankful.
我们要养成不但是祷告，而且是恒切，而且要警醒，要感恩。
We need to be persevere in our prayer, but we also need to be watchful and be thankful.
你的祷告里面如果没有感恩，你的祷告就没有完成。
If you do not have thanksgiving in your prayer, you have not completed your prayer.
只要你凭着信心向神献上感恩，就必得着。
Through your faith, give thanks, and you will receive.
第三个习惯是养成随时随地传讲基督的好习惯。
To proclaim the gospel anytime and anywhere.
这边告诉我们说，要为我们祷告，求上帝给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘。
That pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we can proclaim the mystery of Christ.
在提摩太后书的四章第二节说，务要传道，无论得死不得死。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4, 2, saying, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season.
总要专心并用百般的忍耐各样的教训责备人警戒人和劝勉人
correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction.
这里告诉我们不管是得死不得死
in season or out of season,
我们都要怎么样我们都要传讲基督
we need to proclaim Christ.
如果你还没有踏出这一步
if you have not started doing this yet,
求神帮助我们
may God help us.
第四个是养成把该说的话说清楚的好习惯。这边保罗在第四节告诉我们说，叫我按着所该说的话，将这奥秘发明出来。
Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should.
有时候我们在传福音的时候，我们没有把话讲清楚。
Sometimes when we're proclaiming the gospel, we're not very clear about it.
以致我们所传的没有果效。
So that our not very effective ministry.
我们真的求主帮助我们，真的在所该讲的话上面，所该传的话上面，我们讲得清楚。
We ask God to help us to be able to preach the gospel message clearly.
说清楚，讲明白。
Say it very clearly so people can understand.
所以就他就翻译完了，我就不用再说了。所以上礼拜讲到说，价值观是被灌输的，而不是学来的。
Our value system is learned. It is not learned.
我们说。在上礼拜我们讲到一个例子，就是说孩子上主日学的事情。
Last week we talked about as a child go to Sunday school.
你不要让你的孩子来决定他要不要上主日学。
Don't let your child decide they want to go to Sunday school or not.
就像你不会让你孩子决定他要不要去上学。
It's like you will not let the child decide they want to go to school or not.
你也不会让你孩子决定他要不要去看医生。
You won't let the child decide they want to go see a doctor.
你更不会让他决定说我要不要吃饭。
You're not going to let them decide they want to eat or not.
为他好的，我们会一直来要他来做。
What if you know that it's good for him, you need to tell him to do it.
第五个好习惯是养成做时间的好管家的好习惯。
Habit number five, to be a good steward in time management.
这边告诉我们说，你们要爱惜光阴。
The verse is make the most of every opportunity.
这个爱惜光阴在中文的翻译里面，让我们有时候觉得说，好像我们不太爱惜光阴的样子。
Translation makes it sound that we don't cherish our time.
但它真正的意思是要我们要怎么样？要抓住，要把握一个机会。
But the true meaning is to take the opportunity.
把握抓住什么机会呢
？What kind of opportunity?
把握住抓住传福音的机会。
To take the opportunity to spread the gospel message.
我每天早上在我们的社区走路。
Every morning, Reverend Mao, I walk around the community.
在我住的后面就是一个老人公寓。
Behind where he lived, there was a senior apartment.
所以他们从这一头走来，我从这一头走过去。
So some elderly will be walking from one direction, and Reverend Mao will be walking from the other direction.
我至少一个每一天都会碰到他们一次。
So every day, Reverend Mao will see them at least once.
我向六位打招呼。
And he say hi to six people.
四位不理我的。
Four of them didn't respond.
连看我都没有看。
They didn't even look at him.
就是一个脸这样低低的走过去
they just bow their head and they walk by.
其中有两个我跟他们笑他也跟我笑
But two of them, responded.
我正打算下礼拜再碰到他的时候
next week, Reverend Mao was planning.
我要向他传福音了。
To us, preach the gospel message to them.
如果他是基督徒，
if they're Christian,
那就好。
Then that's fine.
但是我不晓得他是不是基督徒。
But he doesn't know if,
但我看他脸上的笑容好像是的样子。
But he could see a smile on their face. Maybe they are Christians already.
所以我在这段时间一直为他们祷告。
So, Reverend Mao is praying for them.
我为那四位没有笑容的人、没有打招呼的人祷告。
Also pray for those four people who did not respond.
我希望有一天碰到他们，他们也会向我笑一下。
One day, they will also respond and smile back.
我们知道百万富翁跟乞丐有一个共同点。
We know that a billionaire and the beggars has one thing in common.
就是他们一天都有1440分钟可以用。
Every day in one day, we'll have 1,440 minutes.
如果你仔细的想想，你就会发现1小时60分钟，那只是单位的算法。
When you talk about an hour has 60 minutes, it's just a unit.
但是衡量一个小时的价值，是要看你实际上利用了几分钟才算数。
But the value of an hour is actually see how many minutes within an hour you actually use it.
这才是生命的算法。
This is how you calculate in your life.
假设说你今天心情很不好。
If today, you feel kind of sad.
你什么都不想做，
you don't want to do anything.
你想要睡个觉，
you, want to go to sleep.
但是也睡不着，
but you cannot fall asleep.
你想说再做一些事情，
you want to, go do something,
也做不下去，
but you cannot, no motivation.
就这天就过去了。
And the day just passed by.
当你要睡觉以前，晚上睡觉以前，
And before you go to bed at night,
当你想到我今天做了什么事情，
you think about what have I done today?
你会发现说我今天什么都没做。
You realize that you didn't do anything.
可是我什么都没做，我竟然过了一天。
But you also have passed, the whole day had passed.
但相同的，另外一个，你看到另外一个人，他一直忙碌，一直忙碌，一直忙碌。
Another person may be busy all day.
他睡觉的时候，他也讲，当他在往头看的时候。
And before he goes to bed, he may think back the day.
他会看到他今天做了一些该做的事情。
He can, review what he has accomplished the day.
所以不管你有没有做事情，你总是一天会过去的。
Regardless you have done something or not, the whole day will pass.
时间不会因为你没有做事情就在那边等着你。
Time will not stop because you didn't do anything.
跟你说你赶快做，要不然我要过去了。
So you should, do things quickly, otherwise the time will just pass by.
时间它不会管你有没有做事情。
Time, doesn't care if you have done something with it or not.
它就过了。
You will just pass by.
所以我们要尝试把它抓住。
So we need to, take the opportunity.
抓住时间最好的方法。
To, manage your time.
就是要做你既定要做的事情。
And that you need to set up a habit and to do things regularly.
哪怕是祷告、读圣经。
Prayer or reading the Bible, for example.
都要这样做。
You need to do it this way.
我们求主帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
因为爱惜光有两个意思。
And here there's two meanings of.
就是你要付出代价，把浪费时间赎买回来。
You need to pay a cost to bring back the time that you wasted.
并且好好的利用每一刻的光阴。
And to use every single moment wisely.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为每一刻时光都是神赐给我们的机会跟礼物。
Because every moment is a gift from God for us to have opportunity and a gift.
因为现在跟礼物这个英文是同一个字。
In English, presents can mean now or can mean a gift.
所以现在就是个礼物。
So now is a present.
所以我们都有很多礼物，
so、we all have many gifts.
因为我们有很多现在，
we have many, present.
可是现在很快会过去。
But, the present time will go away.
我们求主帮助我们，
we ask God to help us,
能抓住机会。
To, take the opportunity.
所以一个真正有智慧的人表现在两件事情上面。
The true wise person demonstrate two things.
一个是看他有没有善于使用时间。
One is to know how to use the time management.
看他怎么样安排一天的时间。
How to arrange the time.
第二是看他怎么跟别人交往。
Number two is to see how they interact with other people.
那都是在时间里面。
Within their time.
一离开时间，我们什么都不能做了。
We cannot do nothing without time.
第六个就是养成智慧人际关系的好习惯。
Number six to build a good relationship with each other.
这边告诉我们要用智慧与外人交往。
Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders.
我们所交往的弟兄姐妹，很可能都是我们教会的弟兄姐妹。
Many times we only interact with Christians, brothers and sisters.
啊，可能中文部的弟兄就结交中文部弟兄的姐妹为朋友。
Maybe Chinese congregation only interact with people within the Chinese congregation.
那英文部的弟兄就结交英文部的弟兄姐妹而已。
English people, English congregation only interact with the English congregation.
但这不太好。
But this is not good.
我们是一个教会。
We are one church.
我们互相做朋友。
We should be friends with one another.
我做你的朋友，你做我的朋友。
I can be your friend, you can be my friend.
当然，在我们这里没有外人。
There's no outsiders here.
这边讲到外人，是讲到不在我们教会这些人。
When you have to talk about outsiders, people outside our church.
我们要用智慧跟他们交往。
We need to be wise in the way that we interact with.
跟这些在我们圈子以外的人怎么交往
？How to interact with people outside our circle?
这样的人非常的多。
There are lots of people like this.
所以求主帮助我们。
Ask God to help us.
第七个，这个习惯是发展说鼓励话代替批评的好习惯。
Habit number seven, develop a good habit of encouragement instead of criticism.
我很喜欢这段圣经。
I really like this verse.
他说你们的言语要常常带着和气。
Let your conversation be always full of grace.
你想一想，一个人他的言语是带着和气的。
If you think about a person who always speaks with grace,
那么他在讲话的时候，他的脸是什么表情
？When he speaks, what kind of face would he demonstrate?
他脸会不会笑笑的
？Would he be smiling?
如果他带着和气，会不会笑笑的？会，对不对
？Grace, would he smile?
哇，这个是我最难的功课。
This is a difficult lesson.
我一定要好好学习。
That we all need to learn.
我经常会把对的话语讲得很硬。
Sometimes you say certain words very sternly.
所以我希望真的求啊，你们为我祷告，眼里要常常带着和气。
So we need to pray that we can all speak with a smile.
所以保罗他就用一个比喻。
So Paul used an example.
说那个眼里是好像用什么用盐把它调和。
The word is almost like seasoned with salt.
哇，这个东西有用盐调和以后，吃起来不一样。
After you season with salt, it tastes much better.
然后他就说，就可知道该怎样回答个人了。
You may know how to answer everyone.
我更喜欢英文的翻译。
The English translation is very good.
他说 ，for grace。
For grace.
哇，我看到这句话，我真的非常的非常的感动。
This wording is very moving.
他说你们眼里要常常带着和气。
That your conversation should always full of grace.
英文是说你要 be always full of grace。
带着和气。
Yeah, 我觉得这个是非常对我来讲是非常感动的一件事情。
This is a very moving.
因为这个 grace 就是一个恩惠。
Is the grace talk about grace from God?
如果你查恩惠这个字的原意是什么，你会感动的。
So the meaning of grace is very moving actually.
这个 grace 就是有吸引力。
And the grace is very attractive.
当你脸上经常是带着和气讲话的时候，你一定有吸引力的，对不对
？If you speak with a smile, you will be very attractive.
就像 James 这样子。我们知道最伤害最深的永远是语言。
We know that the deepest hurt is always the language.
我们圣经告诉我们说，逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福不可咒诅。
Romans 12:14 said, "Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse."
在彼得前书三章九节说，不要以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。
1 Peter 3:9, "Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing."
今天我们要开会员大会。
Today we have membership meeting.
我们来学习我们的眼里常常带着和气，好不好
？Let's learn to speak with grace.
Full of grace. 啊，太棒了！
充满了和气跟恩典。
好，最后我们来看我们的结论里面告诉我们说，芝加哥的第一个国家银行的副总裁叫克里斯多夫。
We conclude with this that Christopher Wilson, who is the vice president of a bank.
他发现伟大的人就都具备五个共同的特性。
He mentioned that great people have five common features and habits.
或是他的共同的这个习惯。
The five common habits.
就像林肯、像史怀哲、像金恩牧师。
Abraham Lincoln, Albert Schweitzer, and Martin Luther King Jr.
他说这五个共同的特性让这些人成为伟大的人。
These five common habits help them to become a great person.
第一个是深厚的信仰带给他们力量，通过生命中的考验和危机。
Number one, they all have profound faith that gives them strength to persevere through the test of life and through crisis.
第二个就是从诚实的谦卑流露出对周遭人情的敬爱。
Number two, with humility, they show love to the people around them.
第三个是他们追求公正、品德和廉洁的人生。
Number three, they pursue justice, character, and integrity in their lives.
第四个就是他们珍惜上帝所赋予的才干、尽力。 发挥到极致。
Number four, they cherish the talents that God has given to them and do their best.
最后一个就是第五个。
Number five,
就是说他愿意为真理牺牲生命的决心，且绝不妥协放弃。
They're willing to sacrifice for the truth and never compromise and never give up.
这是一个伟大的人的共同的习惯。
These are five common character and habits. Great people.
我期望在不久的未来,
I hope that in the near future,
我们当中很多伟大人产生出来,
there will be many great people among us.
我们同心来祷告,
Let's all pray together.
恩主们谢谢你,
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
感谢主你保守我们,
thank you for watching over us.
经过一年,
through this past year.
等一下我们要开会员大会,
and then as we start our membership meeting later,
求主带领,
may you lead us.
赐给我们在圣灵里面合而为一的心，
Give us the unity in the spirit.
让我们在生命生活当中养成好习惯，
That we have good habits in our lives.
好叫一切荣耀都归给你，
For all the glory may be contributed to you.
我们这样祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名祈求，
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
We来唱这三里颂，现在唱吗？我们来唱三里颂。
Let's sing doxology together.
Amen. 弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.